No one was about on the moors at night anyway, but over the last couple of months, things had definitely been getting worse. On top of the general suspicion of witches, it was dawning on the few people in Loughborough who had any dealings with the outside world that, A, either more things had been happening than they had heard about before, or B, time was out of joint. It wasn't easy to prove. Because of the way time was recorded among the various states, kingdoms and cities. After all, when over an area of 100 square miles the same year is variously the year of the small bat, the anticipated monkey, the hunting cloud, fat cows, 3 bright stallions, and at least 9 numbers recording the time since the calendar of the theocracy of Muntab counts down, not up. No one knows why, but it might not be a good idea to hang around to find out. Assorted kings, prophets, and strange events were either crowned, born, or happened, and each year has a different number of months. And some of them don't have weeks. And one of them refuses to accept the day as a measure of time. The only thing it is possible to be sure of is that good sex doesn't last long enough. Except for the Zamingo tribe of the Great Neff, of course. But the few traders who came along the mountain tracks after the winter seem to be rather older than they should have been. Unexplained happenings are always more or less expected in the Ramtops because of the high magical potential, but several years disappearing overnight was a bit of a first. She locked the door, fastened the shutters, and carefully laid the green glass globe on the kitchen table. She concentrated. The fool dozed under the tarpaulins of a river barge, heading up the Ankh at a steady 2 miles an hour. It wasn't an exciting method of transport, but it got you there eventually. He looked safe enough, but he was tossing and turning in his sleep. McGrath wondered what it was like spending your whole life doing something you didn't want to. Like being dead, she considered. Only worse, the reason being you were alive to suffer it. She considered the fool to be weak, badly led, and sorely in need of some backbone. And she was longing for him to get back, so she could look forward to never seeing him again. It was a long, hot summer. They didn't rush things. There was a lot of country between Ankh Morpork and the Ramtops. It was, Howell had to admit, fun. It wasn't a word dwarfs were generally at home with. Please yourself went over well. It always did. The apprentices excelled themselves. They forgot lines and played jokes. In Stolat, the whole third act of Gretelina and Melaeus was performed against the backdrop for the second act of the Mage Wars. No one seemed to notice that the greatest love scene in history was played on a set depicting a tidal wave sweeping across a continent. That was possibly because Tom John was playing Gretelina. The effect was so disconcertingly riveting that Howell made him swap roles for the next house, if you could apply the term to a barn hired for the day, and the effect still had more rivets than a suit of plate armour, including the helmet. And even though Gretelina in this case was now young Wimslow, who was a bit simple and tended to stutter, and whose spots might eventually clear up. The following day, in some nameless village in the middle of an endless sea of cabbages, he let Tom John play Old Miskin in Please Yourself, a role that Vitola had always excelled in. You couldn't let anyone play it who was under the age of 40, not unless you wanted an old miskin with a cushion up his jerkin and grease paint wrinkles. Howell didn't consider himself old. His father had still been digging 3 tons of ore a day at the age of 200. Now, he felt old. He watched Tom John hobble off the stage, and for a fleeting instant knew what it was to be a fat old man, pickled in wine, fighting old wars that no one cared about anymore, hanging grimly onto the precipice of late middle age for fear of dropping off into antiquity, but only with one hand, because with the other he was raising 2 fingers at death. Of course he'd known that when he wrote the part, but he hadn't known it. The same magic didn't seem to infuse the new play. They tried it a few times just to see how it went. The audience watched attentively and went home. They didn't